now. The lights are on in the high street and Christmas really is just around the corner. So it's time to welcome one of Santa's favourite elves to the studio. It's Yvonne Kint from Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club to talk about the Billericay's biggest event of the year, the Billericay Christmas Market, that's happening this Sunday. So hi Yvonne and welcome back.
Hi Rob, thank you.
It's lovely to see you again, and I love it when you come into the studio because you always arrive armed with mince pies, don't you? And I'm a big mince pie fan. So
me too,
you.
We'll share them later.
Yeah, we will. Thanks very much indeed. Now the last time we met was actually at Billericay Summerfest, which is another event organised by the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club. How did it go this year, Yvonne?
Well, it went very well. We welcomed lots of people. We got the feeling not quite as many as last year, but we had two things against us on the day: the football,
right,
and the heat. It was a very, very hot day.
That's
so
right.
When you wish for good weather, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and of course it was in the middle of the World Cup, wasn't
it? Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now, one of the aims of the Christmas market is to raise lots of money for charities at home and abroad. So, what about last year's Christmas market? How much was raised?
Well, Bob, an astonishing £42,000.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing,
that,
isn't it?
That is incredible. Mm. Well, you know, it's a bit puzzling, really, because it's absolutely free to attend the market. You don't need a ticket. So how is all that money raised?
Well, we've got several sources of funds. Our sponsors, which, you know, are really important to us. We've got a lot of sponsors who support us every year.
Right.
Our platinum sponsors include the Burstead Golf Club, Birkett Long Solicitors, Parabar Estates and Ground Control.
Right.
And we also collect money from the stallholders because they obviously pay to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have generous donations from businesses and shops on the high street who... A lot of them actually say that it's their best day of the year,
right,
best trading day of the year on Christmas market day. And then we have bucket collections,
yes,
at the entrances, although it's free to enter. It's quite nice to, if people can donate a little, you know, on the, as they're leaving or entering, so that's really good.
Absolutely.
And then we have collections outside Waitrose and the Co-op in Queen's Park.
Right.
So, you know, income streams from lots of different areas that accumulate to produce these, this amazing sum of money.
Yeah, and you produce a wonderful program, full colour glossy program, and that's £1 just for the program, isn't it?
Yes. And
it's quite a thick thing there. It tells you all that's going on about food and drink and all sorts. So that's worth having as you guide your way around the market. So, fantastic amount of money raised. Who actually benefits from that money?
Well, we have a policy to try and divide the money that we raise fairly evenly between local causes, national causes, and international causes. I'm sure people would be very interested in what we support locally.
Yeah.
So Boffs, Little Havens, St Luke's Hospice, Thriftwood School and College, Essex Air Ambulance, Barrow Farm Riding for the Disabled.
Excellent, yeah.
Red Wing Football Club, Essex Wildlife Trust. We like to support youngsters in sport, so we support the youth section of Billericay Cricket Club, a netball team and the rugby team. And through our Laurie Hutchinson Award, we also support local young musicians. And a whole variety, actually. I could go on about that. But nationally, we support St John's Ambulance, the Royal Marsden, Great Ormond Street, Macmillan Nurses and Headway. And internationally, our very big campaign is the eradication of polio.
Yes,
which we've just finished a big campaign to try and raise funds. We're very, very close to eradicating polio from the world.
It's been an amazing success, hasn't it?
Yes,
excellent. So, lots of money to be raised now. How many people usually come along to the Christmas market?
Well, I think don't think we ever actually count, but the estimate is around 20,000 people.
Wow.
So, yes, they come in from all over. Fortunately, the trains are running that day, so that's a big help.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not been very reliable
on weekends,
has it?
No, certainly not.
So it all kicks off in Billericay High Street at 11 a.m. on Sunday with Santa's Parade. And perhaps you could run us through some of the things that will be at the market this year, could you?
Well, we start off with Santa's Parade, which is a huge attraction.
Yeah.
That starts off near the Crown Pub,
right,
who, by the way, they're sponsoring the town crier who leads the procession. We'll have Santa on his sleigh. The sleigh and Santa are provided by Brentwood Rotary Club, as they do every year. And then in the parade there'll be a pipe band, there'll be local dance schools. Yes, we've got also new this year, we've got Harley Davidson bikes following. So it's from the sublime to the ridiculous,
wow,
in a way.
Yeah.
Children dancing and then Harley Davidson.
Where do they come from then? Is it a local club or something?
I think so, yes. I think it's Thurrock. But yes, that'll be a first for us. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
Well, they'll make a noise in the high
street. They certainly will.
So will there be flash mobs again this
there
year?
There will. I'm not going to reveal any more about that because it's all a surprise.
Okay.
Yes.
And
yes,
there's a funfair as well, isn't there, in the car park behind Iceland?
That's right. And those rides for children are subsidised by Billericay Roundtable, and I think most of them are about £1 each, so that's really very reasonable when you
excellent.
Think.
Yeah, if you've got a family in tow, that will be very popular, I'm sure. Do you know, Billericay, I've lived in Billericay 3 years now, and it never ceases to amaze me what great community spirit there is there, and just how much is going on and run by local voluntary organisations like yours. Mm-hmm. It must give you an enormous amount of satisfaction.
Oh, it does, and the feedback we get from people is very heartwarming, and it just makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Well, on practical issues, what about a car parking? Where can people park?
Well, we're very lucky. NCP have given us free parking at the railway station.
Excellent.
A company called DCK in Radford Way are providing some spots.
Right.
Sun Corner, of course, which is a big parking spot. Hopefully it's not going to be raining too much, so
the ground isn't churned up. I've had a word. It's not going to rain at all.
Well, as long as we can rely on that. And then, of course, the roads around the high street, providing the signs allow. There will be signs saying where you can't park.
Right.
For disabled visitors, we have Bumps Away in Sun Street. Part of Sun Corner is reserved. Alma Link, which is just past Waitrose.
Right.
Norsey Road at the barrier, just outside the barrier, just behind the barrier.
Yeah.
Western Road and the railway bridge in Stock Road. But we'll have marshals there who will direct you.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. So local business is getting involved with the parking as well for the disabled. It's Bumps
exactly.
Away.
Exactly. It's their, it's their way of contributing, which is marvellous.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, there's usually two stages of entertainment. Is that the same?
We've got the same today, so a whole day of entertainment planned.
So who will be entertaining on the stages this year?
Well, kicking off at midday, on the traditional stage, we have local singers Alice Reader and Jack Brulé.
Right.
Then we've got Fusion Act, Robert Jerome, Holly Blue Hudson and the Billericay Operatic Society. Later on in the afternoon, we have the Sentinels, and then finishing off Laura Howes. And then on the main stage, we have G-Force, the Daddies, Easy Tiger, and finishing off a very popular group, Cockney Treble.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they do a lot of these events, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, well, it's usually very high standard, the entertainment of the day, and I'm going to look forward to that. I think I'm going to go all day. I had a message this morning from our very dear Phil Norton, who we all know is part of the Street Pastors organisation, and he said, hi, Bob, can you mention that the Street Pastor gazebo at St Mary's Church is for lost children or a people safe place? So that's well worth having as well. If anyone gets lost, just head for the Street Pastors. Yeah,
they do a grand job.
Yeah, they certainly do. Now, Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club, they lead the way with this event, but it wouldn't be possible without the help of other service clubs in the area. So who else is involved? You mentioned Father Christmas is from the Brentwood Rotary Club.
Rotary Club. They actually provide the whole deal. They provide Santa, the sleigh, and then they end up at, actually it's a new venue this year, we need to tell people, I think.
Right.
Previously it's been in the day centre, but I think that's been demolished and refurbished.
That's right, yeah.
So don't go there.
No.
It's at the WI Hall in St Edith's Lane, which is just off the high street.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that myself.
No, I haven't seen it until recently.
Okay, all right.
It's a very nice venue. But there, of course, Brentwood Rotary will be running the whole event, so Father Christmas will be there giving away little bags of goodies to children. There'll be free face painting, and that's sponsored by Billericay Roundtable. There'll be Mr. Henson, who's been there, I think, for the last 3 years, a very talented balloon modeller, and he's there to keep the children entertained all day, and he's there all day, I have to say. He does very well.
Yeah, very good. Now, you mentioned a few of the sponsors earlier on, I think. Would you like to give all of them a mention now?
Oh, that's very nice of you, yes. Yeah, because really our sponsors are very important to us. They're a very reliable source of income, and we know we have that money coming in. The Birstwick Golf Club, who are very loyal supporters, they've been with us for Summerfest and Christmas Market for years. We've got a new platinum sponsor this year, Birkett Long Solicitors. Parabar Estates, another very loyal supporter, and for the second year running, Ground Control, which is a business in Billericay that has very similar ideas to us in terms of community spirit.
Lovely. Well done to all of those involved, and also well done to all the volunteers that put in all the hard work to make this thing happen. There must be an army of them, aren't there?
Yes, well, it's a hardy few that sort of tips up on the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. Our ops team. Just to mention there, to Juicens, another local company who give tremendous support to our operations team, who come out and put barriers to close the road and signage. But yes, you know, it's a good team effort. It's an effort that lasts all year long, of course. People think these events are just spring up at the last minute, but as soon as one event is finished, we start planning the next.
It's a lot of work,
yes.
Well, thank you. On behalf of, I don't speak for the people of Billericay, but thank you anyway, on behalf of anyone. It's wonderful. So it's the Billericay Mayflower Rotary's annual Christmas market. It's taking place in Billericay High Street this Sunday, December the 2nd. The market opens at 11 a.m. with Santa's parade, and that's only the start. Two stages set up along the street will bring a variety of entertainment from local talent and singers and dancers to pop groups and other musicians. A children's fun fair will pack the town's main car park, an impromptu flash mob dancing displays, Punch and Judy, donkey rides, face painting, that'll all help to ensure that you and the family are never short of things to see and do. The market closes at 5 p.m. Yvonne, thank you so much for coming in today to tell us all about the market. I hope it's yet another great success. So thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Bob. I hope I'll see you there.
Yeah, you certainly will. That's Yvonne Kent from the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club.